Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
Julie, do you like spring? Do you like the season, spring?
Of course I do.
Yeah?
How could you not like spring?
It's true. Even though I've never been a summer person, or I used to not be a summer person, I always did like spring because no matter how short your spring is, depending on where you live, and it feels like we have very short springs at times here in the South, it's a time when things begin to come alive a little bit, but not everything is alive yet. Not all of the really annoying things have sprung up around you, such as the mosquitoes necessarily, or the poison ivy, all the things that drive you indoors. But it's just nice enough to exist outside, to not have to turn on the air conditioning or the heat. You can sit around, you can read, you're comfortable out there in nature.
Yeah.
as perhaps God intended.
For me, it's just emerging from winter's dark shadow, right? Because you have been inside, you've had cabin fever, and all of a sudden you can step outside and the sun is a shining and the festivals are all over the place, especially in Atlanta. April is festival of go-go time. And for me, the best sign of spring in Atlanta is when you see people walking down the sidewalks with their pillows for International Pillow Fight Day.
I did not know this existed.
April 5th.
Huh.
Yeah. Because really, I mean, you've got that big blue sky. People are about to clobber each other with soft weapons.
Is this a thing? This is a little crazy, like Shirley Jackson's The Lottery, you know? Like, it sounds like something you would encounter in some isolated town, and then you would report
you
back in horror.
This.
No.
Yeah, Freedom Parkway. Well, actually, I think this year it's going to be in Grant Park, but every year in Freedom Parkway, people gather with their pillows, and you see feathers just a-flying.
Wow. Well, that is strange. But indeed, to your point, though, spring is a time where you come out of your hibernation, you come out of the darkness, and to get like down to the very primal roots of it, springtime means the winter didn't kill us. That God or the gods did not abandon us to the darkness and the chill of night. Like, springtime came and it saved our lives.
Right.
Things are growing again. Food is available again, and it's to be celebrated.
And you see this in different cultures, if, you know, since time immemorial, right? Because people are, they're relieved and they're going outside and they are celebrating this. You see this in the Festival of Holi, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a celebration of the colors of unity and brotherhood. You see this in India where people go around and they pelt each other in the face with all these beautiful, different colored, sands. And this is a way of saying, as you say, hey, guess what? We all made it. All of us are brothers and sisters in this whole human thing.
We survived another winter. Yeah. I mean, in the Christian tradition, of course, you have the death and resurrection of Jesus as well, which fits in there and plays upon on older Easter traditions as well. Now it also brings up the question, why must we have tax season right in the spring? Like, that seems to really just sour the whole equation. It's like, we finally come out, we're free, we're alive.
Right.
Now you have to pay taxes. It's kind of like having to worry with your car tags when your birthday comes along.
Oh, it's just like the IRS to be like, ha ha ha, spring, you think everything is renewing and emerging?
Yes.
Death to your money!
Exactly. I mean, because it comes back. What are the two things you can't dodge in life, right? Death and taxes.
Death and
there
taxes.
There you go.
Yep.
And they are interlaced with each other, death and taxes, at a very basic level. But that's a rant for another time.
Yes, that is. So let's talk about this idea of spring a little bit more in the context of how it might just not only symbolize this reemergence, but it may even change our behavior. But before we get to that, we should probably talk about how much time we spend indoors.
Yes, and it's pretty disturbing, because most of us, we go through our lives and we don't necessarily think of it in those terms. Like, we're not keeping a precise diary of how much time we spend outside.
Dear diary.
Yeah. I mean, I feel a little more in touch with it these days with the toddler, because taking the toddler outside
to the park
is huge. And so when, like, suddenly not being able to go outside for a few days or a week is very noticeable, because it starts, you know, clawing at your sanity.
Yeah, well, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, Americans spend about 87% of their time indoors and another 6% in their vehicles.
Wow.
And as you say, you don't really, unless you are, you know, putting it down in your diary, you don't realize, because you think, well, I went outside to go to the grocery store, I went outside to do the other errand, and you feel like you've had outside experiences when in fact you have been inside, sort of cloistered, especially if you work in an office, right?
Yeah. And you see, you know, different surveys make that percentage a little higher too. Like, I've seen 90% for Americans on a 2009 EPA study. I've seen 93% for people in industrialized countries on another study. So it's a pretty shocking percentage to really think about.
Yeah, especially you take that 87% plus that 6%, you get that 93% really.
Yeah.
Inside a location, right, that's sealed in.
Right, and that's key, because we did a whole episode talking about how artificial indoor environments, how those are really alien environments that we've created, like not only just structurally, but also the microbiology of those structures, the things that we're breathing in. We've created these strange realities that are separate from the natural environment we've evolved to thrive in.
That's right. We looked at that study with hospitals opening their windows to let fresh air in and the fresh microbes, I guess you could say, and that being exceedingly beneficial to the patients. Now also consider that when you are inside, you are most likely sitting down or lying down. And the latter, of course, is necessary for sleep. But the former, as we know, is associated with a smorgasbord of physical ailments, including an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. So all of this sedentary, inside stuff, not so great for us. And, of course, it would play out in many different ways.
Yeah, I also want to point out that according to the EPA, indoor levels of pollutants may be 2 to 5 times higher, and occasionally more than 100 times higher than outdoor levels, which is important to think about, especially here in Atlanta, where occasionally we receive these alerts saying that if you are very young or very old, please don't go outside today because the air might destroy you. But then you have to stop and think, well, what kind of air am I fleeing to, you know?
Yeah. But let's get down to the more like rainbows and kitten farts here thing
it. Sorry, I was descending into darkness.
I know. But let's take out the sun and look at it, because it shall shine upon us and take away all of our ailments. The power of the sun is immense. When you step out into the sun, those rays are about 149 million kilometers away. And when they hit your skin, they unleash a chemical chain reaction that benefits us. For instance, vitamin D is produced.
Yes, which most of us do not get enough of.
No, and that helps to absorb calcium in foods, and which, of course, that helps to grow bone and maintain bone health. And it also helps to bolster the immune system. So it makes sense that when you go out into the sun, wonderful things happen. But exactly. You should wear sunscreen, of course.
Yes. Yeah. There's of course, too much light makes the baby go blind, as they say.
Now, a more quantitative look at this is a 2008 study published in the journal Psychological Science, which looked at the cognitive benefits of spending some time interacting with old nature. University of Michigan psychologist Mac Berman took a sample group of 36 people, broke them into two groups, and then put them through a series of rigorous cognitive tests. He then let each group take breaks, one group walking around a city street and the other through a secluded wooded park. Now, of course, who do you think performed better on the cognitive tests? Later on, and of course, memory being one of those things, the nature group. Because the idea is that strolling in a city forces the brain to constantly remain vigilant as you navigate cars and people and you suss out the relevant information from irrelevant information. So, for instance, relevant, oh, don't step in that poop. Irrelevant, there's a sale on bras, right? The end result is that those city walkers are having a less restorative scenario for their brains, and your prefrontal cortex is very occupied. So your cognitive functioning in terms of learning is not going to be as great.
So it kind of takes our sort of everyday myopic view of the world, that flashlight view, and maybe opens it up a little bit, a little more lamp-like, where we're actually absorbing sense data a little more openly.
Yeah, because you're in a calm environment. You don't have to worry about what's coming next so much.
And, of course, it's fascinating, too, when you start then asking the question, well, how much time do I need to spend out of the day? I'm spending this enormous, hovering near 90% of my life is spent indoors. So how much of that do I have to give back? Like some impossible amount? Do I have to give back 40%, 50%? Well, studies show that just 5 minutes a day can give you that boost in mental health. Just 5 minutes. Like that's not even all of your lunch break. You know, that's just a leaving work 5 minutes early or something.
Yeah, that's from a 2010 research published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. And they looked at self-esteem in nature, and they found that just that the 5 minutes of people who were engaged in exercise, cycling, walking, running, gardening, farming, if you had that amount of time, then your self-esteem and your mood would be elevated. And, of course, they measured this using standard psychological tests before and after the activities.
Now, smoke breaks don't count, though, right?
I don't recall that being covered.
It would depend, I guess, on the nature of your smoke break, but probably not.
So, of course, the idea begins to emerge. We should frolic outdoors daily for at least 5 minutes, more if possible. Right. But is there something to spring itself? Are these days of sunshine really special? And that sense of reemergence, is that well-founded? Is that not just symbolic? Should we just take off spring from work?
Well, there's spring break, of course, which, to a certain extent.
Just one week,
yeah. But
in
you're talking
United
about the
States.
Whole season.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, this gets into the whole question. Is there not only a link between spring and mood, but is there a link between weather and mood, between climate and mood? Like how much of what's going on in the environment is affecting my mental state to begin with, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to answer that very question.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astepro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can get Astepro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O Allergy.com. Astepro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back, and we're discussing this question: does the weather, does the climate, does this everything going on outside the window, does it affect our mood? And we often fall into the trap of thinking that it just universally does. We've all seen the cartoon image of the depressed person with their own personal rain cloud hovering over their head, right?
Yeah.
And it's easy to fall into that trap of, say, thinking that, well, everyone in Seattle must be depressed because it's raining all the time, or I really want to boost my mood. I want to move somewhere where the weather's nicer, and therefore my internal weather will be nicer as well. But when you actually analyze it, this doesn't really hold up.
No. Matthew Keller, a lead researcher of the meta study, A Warm Heart and a Clear Head, The Contingent Effects of Weather on Mood and Cognition, says, quote, everyone thinks weather affects mood, but the biggest test of this theory in the year 2000, found no relationship. So we went back and found that there are two important variables: how much time you spend outside and what the season is. If you go from winter to spring and spend enough time outside, there is a noticeable change.
So it's this change that's key. This emergence from the dark into the light, from the cold into the warm, and actually getting out there and experiencing it, that's what can actually make a difference on your cognitive state.
Yeah, and it is a certain degree of temperature that will actually make the biggest impact on your state of mind. And we'll talk a little bit more about Keller's research, but I just wanted to mention that all of this has to do with spring because a peak mood occurred at 67.4 degrees Fahrenheit. And this is kind of the Goldilocks of temperature, not too cold, not too hot, that you see in spring. So when we talk about some of these different aspects of the research, keep in mind that that's the perfect spring day weather, right? Where you've got the blue skies and, you know, you're just as comfortable as you can be. It's almost like the metaphor of being in the womb and floating around. And your, you know, the edges of your body just melting into everything else around you. Maybe you don't have the exact feeling of that when you go out your front door in that weather, but there is a feeling of comfort.
Well, yeah, I think we often do have that feeling. You know, again, it comes back to that whole realization: hey, the weather is nice enough outside. I don't have to turn on the heat. I don't have to turn the air conditioning. I can open a window. Or you walk outside on that spring day and you say, hey, it's nicer outside than it is indoors, which is such an insane thing to say, but it's true.
And then you feel the edges of your body melting around you and you think, ah, I felt this before somewhere. All right, let's talk about these studies. There was one in which 97 people reported their mood and how much time they spent outside. Then they were asked to remember a series of numbers. They were also given a short, favorable description of a fake employee, and then they were given additional unfavorable information about that same person and asked to assess the employee's competence and performance. On the days with high pressure, that's the clear sunny days when you have high barometric pressure, people who spent more than 30 minutes outside saw an increase in memory, mood, and flexible thinking styles. Those who spent the time indoors, though, they saw a decrease. So when they talk about flexible thinking styles, we're talking about a sense of openness. So they were regarding that employee and some of the more unsavory details about that person in a more open-minded way and kind of giving them a pass on those days that there was beautiful weather and they were spending a good chunk of it outside.
Interesting, interesting.
Now, the second experiment, they asked 121 people to spend time outside, of course, or inside on a warm, clear, beautiful day. Have you ever had that experience where you both have been outside just frolicking, or you've been inside chained to your computer looking longingly outside?
Yeah, kind of. I think I had one of those days last week where it was inside here at the office all day doing stuff, and then I went outside at the end of the day to go home and realized it was beautiful, and I felt this deep sadness because I knew that one of the few nice days that we have in the city was lost to me.
Well, that is exactly what happened in this experiment. Of course, people who went outside, their moods were lifted. They felt great. They had some pep in their step. But the people who were chained to their desks and made to stay inside were angry about it.
Now, they weren't physically chained in the experiment, it's worth noting, just to be clear.
No, there's a rope.
There's a rope. You don't want it to rub too much.
Exactly.
Their leg.
And then the third study, the researchers collected data through a website from 387 respondents who lived in various climates, because what they wanted to do here is to try to get out of the northern climates that they were already in and make sure that they had some other representations of climates throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they correlated the submissions with the weather in each city for that day, and they found that participants who spent more time outside during the spring but not during any other season had better moods overall.
So again, everyone is coming outside. Everyone is emerging. It's like the flower is opening to the warmth of the world. Society is coming alive again. Everyone's creeping outside of the cave. But turns out there's a dark side to this as well. And to understand it, we have to first back up a little bit to Christmas time. Now Christmas, the holidays, whatever you want to call them, whatever they are to you, they are essentially the around the darkest times of the winter. When things are at their blackest, things are at their coldest, and a lot of what's going on there at a deeper level is about the hope that spring will come again. That if we do right by nature, by the God, by gods, by ourselves, whatever, we can survive the rest of this night and emerge into springtime. And there's this myth that has just stayed with us, largely because it's repeated over and over again in the media, that suicide rates are higher during the holidays. And it's an easy one to buy because, yeah, people get down sometimes in the holidays. It can be a little sad, you know? Suddenly you're having the holidays and someone that you've lost isn't there with you anymore. Or you're experiencing some degree of seasonal affective disorder. The world's dark, everything's colder. Maybe that's getting you down as well. But according to the Annenberg Public Policy Center, the idea that suicide rates peak during the holidays is complete bunk, and the media should stop repeating it and driving home this falsehood.
Yeah, Brian Palmer, writing for Slate Magazine, says it's a convenient narrative that we keep picking up. Lonely people becoming despondent around Christmas time. The real information here is that suicide actually peaks in the spring and summer. Mm-hmm. And if you start to try to suss out all of the reasons why, it becomes very difficult. Now, when Palmer was writing this article for Slate Magazine about suicide upticks in spring and summer, he went through some various theories about it. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say that there's no one like unified theory here. And a lot of it has to do with that person's particular circumstance. It's not just because this person happened to work in this kind of job in Uruguay at the time. But we should probably run through it because it is really interesting.
The one that seems to ring the most truth for me is the sociodemographic factor. And this is the idea that during winter, what are you doing? You're surviving the winter. You're kind of hibernating in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're buckling down. You're just about get through the holidays, get through the new year, throw in, weird work schedules and trips and more time with the family. You know, it's going to vary case to case, obviously. But for the most part, you can say that throughout this winter, you're keeping it close. You know, you're shutting off. You're not really dealing with as many people in the outside world. But then when spring comes, everyone's getting out and about. Suddenly everyone has new projects that you're launching at work. It's not about just, let's get through all the weird work cycle of the holidays. It's suddenly like, let's have meetings and get things done. Let's start building things together. And then taxes are here. We have to pay the taxes as well. Suddenly the socio-demographics of the world around you are erupting and coming together. And things that say problems in your life that you might have been able to dodge by hiding from them, suddenly you're not able to hide from them as well, or plans that you had made suddenly have to come together in a different way. I mean, you're suddenly exposed to more frustration, more conflict in your life, and that can spill over into self-destruction.
Yeah, a good example of this is the paper Is Occupation Relevant in Suicide? And this studied suicides in Finland during the years of 1988 to 1999. And what it found is that the spring suicide peak is more pronounced among people employed on farms or in factories who experience greater seasonal variation in the intensity of work and social interactions. In addition, developing countries with a higher proportion of agriculture workers see more seasonal changes in the suicide rate than do developed countries. And Palmer says that the magnitude of seasonal changes in suicide rate is more than 10 times higher in Uruguay, for example, than in Belgium.
Because suddenly the pressure's on. Let's get it. Let's grow things. We have to plant things. The cycle is heating up at
right.
the farm. And
right.
therefore, the pressure is on you. There's more frustration, and that can spill over.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. the best cocktails or premium cocktails. And the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Now, there are just, there's a raft of controversial studies linking something like allergens or even temperature spikes to suicide rates, but there's really no one weather pattern or one variable that you can point to when it comes to those studies. So I'm not going to spend much time other than to just mention that they are out there.
Yeah, because you start breaking it, like with a lot of things, especially things that involve human behavior and its interaction with other factors, you start looking for that unified theory and things start breaking down. There's no single argument for why people are going to, you know, be more suicide prone in the spring or summer that matches up with one particular variable.
Right, because there's another subset of people who have committed suicide and they happen to be cubicle workers, and their uptick is in September. So you can't just say across the board it's spring and summer and it's just agriculture workers. There's all sorts of factors going on here. But I think the real point here is that the darkest days for humans is not, you know, in December and the holidays. This is just this myth that we perpetuate, that this idea of moods and chemicals that create our moods are far more nuanced than just saying, boom, this is what happens.
Yeah, spring is about the world coming to life again, the world that you live in. And that can be a really happy thing. That can also be a really depressing thing.
Or a very stressful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it depends on your individual circumstance, really, in a number of ways.
So, Robert.
Yes.
Now that you know about the International Pillow Fight Day,
yes.
We've got a couple of days to prepare here. Will you be participating?
No, because I'd probably have to bring my son there, and
yeah.
I don't really want him to see a bunch of grown people hitting each other with pillows.
But there
pillows
were people
are for
working...
naps and sleeping.
No. Pillows are for expressing your love and your angst and the fact that, as you said, that we survived it. We survived the wintertime. Let's get out there and just whack each other silly.
Okay. Well, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
All right. That's not going to happen. You're just saying that.
We'll see.
All right. We should do a little bit of mail.
Yeah. Let me call over the robot and let's see what we have. All right. This one comes to us from Adam. Adam says, "Hi, Robert and Julie. Just found your podcast on my long road trip from Texas to Illinois and heard your show, A Musical Time Machine for the Brain, and wanted to share my driving music with you. Pretty much any track by the techno band The Prodigy, but namely Breathe. Also, another favorite for adrenaline-pumping, fist-fighting, body-moving, head-bopping, vampire-sucking nights in a seedy Russian nightclub would be the track Confusion by New World, featured in the Wesley Snipes vampire hunter movie Blade. Thanks for asking, Adam of Texas." This one comes to us from Lena. Lena says, "Dear Robert and Julie, I really enjoyed your podcast, The Illusion of Continuity, because I'm in AP Psychology and we just finished our unit on sensory and perception. It was incredibly interesting. I had never realized the extent to which my senses cannot be trusted. However, the brain is also extraordinary in its ability to fill in gaps, filter out unnecessary stimuli, and make sense of complex images. It seems like the more science figures out the human brain, the more questions one could ask about it. The Dancing Spider-Man GIF really cracked me up, by the way. I played K-pop and some other songs, and it worked, although I could see some discontinuity. But maybe that was my years of music lessons kicking in. I love your podcast. Keep up the amazing work. Lena."
All right, we've got one more here, and this is from Iona. And in the subject line, it says, "This one has a really cute cat gif." And indeed, she did attach a gif of a cat on hind legs, a kitty.
Was that a trick that she played on us to try and make sure that we read this particular email and it didn't get lost?
I don't know, but it worked. If it was, it worked. It says, "Hi, Robert and Julia. Needed to let you know that Stuff to Blow Your Mind is my favorite podcast and makes my daily commute on the Northern Line, known to Londoners as the most depressing of all the tube lines, bearable. So thank you so much for all your hard work. Your podcast about the night janitor reminded me of the short story The Sweeper of Dreams by Neil Gaiman, which runs with the same analogy. It's super short, so it doesn't take long to read, and you can see it here, or there's a video of Gaiman reading it aloud. I managed to listen to your Musical Time Machine for the Brain podcast on the same day I read this essay on why we love repetition in music by the director of the Music Cognition Lab at Arkansas University. And yes, my mind was blown. This one isn't a super short read, but it is really interesting and even has audio clips where you can see how looping words make them seem as if they are being sung. That's about it. Again, please never stop. Thank you, Iona."
Awesome. It's always comforting to know that people are listening to us on the tube, because I have a thing for trains and underground trains especially. So I fondly remember all the time I got to spend on the London Tube when I visited. So I love the idea that we're reaching people in those underground spaces.
I feel like you need to hook up with Robin Hitchcock someday.
Oh, yeah?
The singer-songwriter, because mm-hmm. he has an obsession with trains.
Oh, cool.
And in fact, he has an album called I Often Dream of Trains.
I will have to check that out.
Yes. But I do love that she was reading that essay at the same time mm-hmm. that she was checking out the podcast about music and how it works on the brain.
Very cool. One final bit here. I do want to point out we did the episode on the Barry White effect and why Barry White's voice resonated with us so much. And we asked the question, who is the new Barry White? Are there any voices out there in the current world that are filling the same space, for us that are mm-hmm. it's able to be, alluring but also safe? Some people pointed out Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes.
Which is an interesting choice. I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think sometimes when he's in argumentative mode, which is awesome because there are things that Neil deGrasse Tyson needs to argue about, and uh-huh. only he can argue about them, especially on
media
talk.
And really, only he can.
Yeah, only he can. He has the privileged position of doing it, and has all the tools to win the argument.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I think maybe he's a little less Barry White in that particular mode.
Wow, I was just thinking the opposite. Yeah? I was thinking in Cosmos, he's a little too soft. He's a little too reassuring.
Hmm.
And that when he's fired up, you get a little bit more of the
yeah,
the breathiness.
Huh. Well, I guess, I guess it comes down to what do you want out of your Neil deGrasse Tyson. There's kind of like two flavors there. Other people mentioned Benedict Cumberbatch, who, of course, in addition to looking kind of like an otter, which we discussed in an upcoming video,
mm-hmm,
also has a phenomenal voice that's nice and deep and British, and you can't help but fall under its spell. So I think that's a decent suggestion as well.
If you want to fall under our spell a little bit more, I'm kidding, I'm winking, I'm nudging. There are a couple places you can do that. You can go to stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Yes, that's the mothership. That's where you'll find all our videos, all our podcasts, all our blogs, links out to our social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Google+, as well as our YouTube channel, which you'll find on YouTube as Mind Stuff Show. Be sure to keep an eye on that. We have some cool video products coming out, including a series that I just shot titled Monster Science, that's going to have a nice sort of daytime horror monster-y vibe, while also remaining very steeped in real-world biology.
Indeed. And in the meantime, if you would like to send us a note, please do so, and you can do that at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.